So he says exact expression of God's true nature, his mirror image. He holds who? The universe together. And what else? And expands it by the mighty power of his spoken word. I want you to put a pin right there. How do he hold it? How does he expand it? How does he do it? He just said, I'm God. If God has to speak, now how in the world are you going to get by without speaking? And he had told us what kind of words we're speaking. What kind of words are we speaking? Faith-filled words. God's eternal blood sworn words that cannot be reversed. And the devil tried to challenge you with feeling, with circumstances, with other things to make you back down and not agree with God. No, you override, overcome, triumph, stand victorious over your feeling and say, feeling, right here, you're not going to operate. You operate where you belong, but you've gotten yourself out of place trying to operate where you don't have a right. So I shut you down and I stop you and I get out of my way. Because God said it, that's what I'm taking. That's what I'm going to believe, that's what I'm going to say, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to act and I'm going to walk, talk, believe, say, and conduct myself. Just like God said it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Thank you, Jesus. He said he's doing what? Expanding it by the mighty power of his spoken word. He accomplished it. Accomplished for us. He accomplished for us what? The complete cleansing of what? Of sin. Now listen to what this is saying. He has accomplished for us the complete cleansing of sin. And if he cleansed you from sin, and where did that leave you when sin is removed from you? That leaves you free from what contaminated you. What caused you to have a default? What caused you not to be in agreement with God? What caused you to doubt God? What caused you to go against God? He cleansed you completely from all of that. So that leaves you like him. So now you can speak what he speaks because you are his. When he looks at you, he sees Jesus. Because you were begotten by that seed. And a corn seed going to produce corn, not cotton. Every time. You don't plant corn this year and gather seed from it and go back next year and plant the seed again. And the next time you gather cotton. It doesn't work that way. Corn. Every time you put the seed of the word of God in you, you're going to produce the seed of the word. Yes, healing, miracle, blessing, prosperity, success, victory, you name it. So your mouth going to have to speak his word because it's nigh you. You're going to have to believe it. You should believe it because it's in your heart. And you should not let anything override what's in your heart and start talking out of your head. You ought to be talking what's in your heart. And if you're talking what's in your heart and you don't like what you're getting, that tells me you got the wrong thing in your heart. So this word, he says, let me go back here, because he said he uphold. Let me go to the King James. Listen to it now, because we just about done. He said in the King James, I'm in chapter 2, let me get in 1. Thank you. Who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person. Jesus was the outshining, the dazzling, that one said, the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, right? Look at the next statement. Upholding what? Can y'all, I need y'all to see this, because I'm teaching now. I need y'all to look at this. Upholding what? Okay, what about when you speak? Are you saying what he's saying? Is that a thing? Are you saying I'm healed? Are you saying I'm well? Are you saying I'm rich? Are you saying you're wise? Are you saying you have wisdom? Are you saying whatever you put your hand to do, you shall prosper? Are you saying I'm led by the Spirit? Don't you? Are you saying I hear the voice of God? Are you saying he upholds all things? Can't nothing contaminate it and make it become a false statement because you're speaking what he said. Are you getting it? So if you go, when you walking around every day, see, we got this false idea of this thing. We come in this building, we get real holy. Praise. Ooh, don't nobody say nothing wrong. You better not say that in this building. You happen to smoke a cigarette. Now, I'm not endorsing cigarette smoking because I quit that a long time ago. So long, God, I don't even remember I used to do it. You better not smoke in this building. No. If you're going to smoke, get out on the church floor. Get away from here. What about this? What in the world are you talking about? You're talking about wood is more important than this. You putting it down in these lungs, and this is where God dwells. And this is a building. Once we understand that what we say, now you hear me now, what we say every day in our communication, in a conversation, what we say every day is our faith talking. Woo, come on. And if you're broke, that's your faith talking brokenness.
Yes, sir.
If you're sick, your faith talking sickness.
Yeah.
And Satan is in this earth to make sure what you major on, what you say, he will get it. He will give it to you because he's the God of this fallen world. But if you rise up over your circumstance, over the opposition, over all the stuff he's trying to put on you and control you by, and he controls people by operating through their flesh. And that's the part should be dead. But we keep it alive. Well, much too much. And we ought to put it to death. And say, I'm a spirit man. I'm a spirit woman. I'm a God man. I'm a God woman. I am a God inside minded person. I think like God. I talk like God. I believe what he says. I stand on that word in my everyday conversation, I don't joke around, talk about how bad things are. I talk about the goodness of God. In the midst of a test I may be in the midst of a trial I may be going through, I still talk my faith. I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I prosper in the midst of the baddest situation. I never stop prospering. I'm strong in the Lord. I don't go around telling everybody how weak I am and all my hurts and pains and moans and groans. Oh, I'm hurting so bad, I'm moaning. It's all right to acknowledge that it's there, but I don't talk it in my everyday language.